Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Thank you very much, Parrot Dog.
I turned my mic off and opened a Parrot Dog beer. It would be really cool if there was some kind of way that we could instantly send you like a few beers down there, Serena.
Do you know what? I'm actually drinking beer right now.
Okay.
But it's not Parrot Dog.
No, that's okay.
That might be sacrilegious.
You're in Christchurch.
We're maybe, all on the same vibe.
Yeah. Maybe hard to get down there.
What is it? Is it like Ryan Inc or something rad?
No, it's. I think it's Boundary Road.
Is oh, yeah, pretty AKA? Good. Fair. Nice one. Nice. Now, Serena, a.k.a. Mousy, how are things down in Christchurch and what is new with you? Because we spoke to you, I don't know, maybe 12 months ago and you did a blinder of a live session for us. But since then, you have been up to Auckland. You've played at the Wine Cellar?
Yes.
Actually, Big Hungry opened for you. He was playing with Mixed Veg.
That's correct. I was well impressed with your band. It was very... it was full. I mean, you had like a, it was like a five or six piece band, was it?
Oh, no, it was a four piece band.
Oh, right. It felt full though.
But Mixed Veg was like crazy big.
Mm. Yeah, it's like six strong. It's Rodney Fisher's brainchild.
Yeah, it was an awesome show. We were in level two.
Yeah, it was seated. And, that's right.
Yeah, it was seated. There were, so we ended up doing two shows in the night, and it was great. Yeah, that's the second time we've played at the Wine Cellar.
How often have you done two shows in one night? Do you find yourself getting into a bit more of a zone by the time you're, you know, playing the second show?
I think I enjoy seated shows.
Yes.
So that's kind of the only time that I get to do a proper seated show is when we're in level two.
Mm-hmm.
For the last tour that I did with Zoe Mee, we just finished it a few weeks ago. We did the Christchurch show at Little A, and we did two sold-out shows, which was pretty great achievement in one night. Yeah.
Did you go over and play in Akaroa as well?
Yeah, we did. We played it at Ma Maison.
Was that good time heading over there? Because I mean, it's close to Christchurch, but it's also kind of quite a drive.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful drive.
Mm-hmm.
We love going there. You know, we just a couple of weeks before we started the tour, we actually just took a day to go over to Akaroa to put up posters, inverted commas, but we really just wanted to splash out on a nice lunch and walk around Akaroa.
It's like a good. It is so a real beautiful. Good spot to have like an outdoor lunch at a pub.
Yeah, it's so good, and brought our puppy with us, and Ma Maison's dog friendly, and it's great there.
Nice. Now you're obviously been busy recording some music because you've released a song today, The Bench. Does that mean that there is an album on the way from Mousy?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have to wait for that.
Okay.
Just enjoy the single.
Is it a sports reference?
The bench.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's all the connotations of what you'd think of a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting, boring.
Right.
Sports included. The last one on the team to get picked.
Put me in, coach. Kind of thing. Damn it, Rudy, you're too small.
Coach, I can do it.
Yeah.
Trust me.
There's also a video that I watched today to accompany this tune. Tell us about the video. How did you go? How did you come up with the concept and, you know, the direction that this ended up going in?
First one, My Sharona by The Knack. Mm-hmm. That video was a huge inspiration. We have a similar fringe as well, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. But, it's helpful.
Yeah, he's got crazy confidence, and I just, I don't know, there's something about this song that's just so bonkers and so crazy that I was like, I just want to push myself, and I did movement art practice with my friend Robin, who's a dance teacher, and we did a couple of sessions, and I just tried to get comfortable with my body, and man, it was scary to perform like that. I don't usually perform like that, but...
Is it the sort of thing that you do in front of like a full-length mirror and just take a couple of videos and just get in the zone?
Most dance classes will have a full-length mirror, John, yes, and also a kind of little handrail that you can really kind of...
limber up and...
do the plié. As you can see in the video, lots of pliés. That was a joke.
That went over my head.
Someone said it... someone in an interview this morning said that I look like one of those, automobile inflatable guys.
Oh, crazy, crazy flailing inflatable tube man.
Yeah.
I'm with that guy. Yeah. And I'm like so proud because I think that, you know, there's so much memeage related to that inflatable guy. Mm. And I think because he is like a symbol of freedom.
Definitely American. Red.
Now, were you going to grip it and rip it and play a song for us?
Yeah, sure. Shall I do the bench now?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really up to you. How many do you have ready to go? Just the one, or?
Oh, I could.
Pretty flexible here, so it's up to you really. What do you feel comfortable playing?
Let's start with the recent number one hit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, it's just me here, so it's going to sound a lot different to the single that I released today that I spent like a year like perfecting. So mm-hmm.
Right on.
This is just me in my favorite place in the world on my couch, mm-hmm. Just doing my best.
We appreciate that.
That's just doing my best.
You're tuned into 95 BFM.
Oh, better be good. If it's the best, better be bloody good.
We'll turn our mics off, assuming you don't need us for random
yeah
matter.
We'll
I mean
up
you
now.
Can
we'll just
you
be
can
heckling
comment we'll be heckling. If you want yeah you can
sing along. I mean, I think we know the words by
now. Yeah, I mean,
we're just going to shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm going to go now. He told me I was funny. He liked my company. He said I should have been a boy so he could hang with me. My heart sunk in a dive, my face was blushing red. I was sitting on the bench, stuck in what he said. I see another kind of world when I'm with my steamy friend. I just wanna have a good night, but silly boys start lurking in. Everything she has to say, they're eyeing up a feast. And I'm left sitting got the night of work. I strap myself down on the couch, scrolling through my Instagram, imagining if I went out. I'm so far away from you, a hill too big to climb. So I'll just sit here on the bench, wasting all my time. But I could have made friends, you know. Slipped out. I cannot hear you.
We will golf clap. John's normal clapping. I was going to golf clap.
Yay, claps.
Ah, fuck it. Normal clap. Serena, aka Mousy, all the way from Christchurch by way of technology to 95 BFM radio. Thanks so much.
It sounded good. Sounded bloody good.
What are you strumming on there? Some kind of acoustic guitar?
Yeah, it's not mine though.
That's those are the best ones.
Someone else's.
Yeah. What is it?
It's someone else's. This is a really good. It's an Ibanez.
Oh, yeah, man. Made in Japan.
It's just probably. It's not. I think it might be like a $500 guitar.
That's good though.
You know.
Perfect price
it's
range.
Good stuff. Yeah, so, well, it was free for me.
So what's on the cards? Are you playing some shows all around the South Island? Because you are a bit free to move down there. What's happening? You've played Akaroa, but what's next? What's the next move?
What's it like?
Yeah, well, I've just done a tour, which was like a duo. So me and Zoe, who played violin, piano and guitar and stuff with me. Mm-hmm. And we did 5 shows in the South Island very recently. So I think I'm just going to, you know, have a bit of a holiday, start my summer early. I think we're going to go to Golden Bay.
Good.
You know, go on some nice walks, go camping. Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do next. And then there's another single coming out next year. We'll play a few festivals and then the album comes out. So that's kind of the rollout plan. But I think, yeah, I'm going to just take a wee break because it's been pretty full on.
How far are we going with the release? Are you thinking about putting it on vinyl? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sweet.
Yeah. So it's coming out on vinyl. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, probably tapes and maybe CDs as well.
Oh, all the formats. Fantastic.
Yeah, everywhere. Because I've got... So I would say that I'm a bit of an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
I love vintage music and everything like that. But I'm also, you know, 26 years old. So I obviously have a really wide audience. I've got 26-year-olds that like my music. Mm. And I've got, you know, everyone's mums that are like, Mousy's my favourite band. And
from the trippers to the knitters, eh? Just
I've got a thing at home on the record shelf. I've got a copy of your first album. Maybe the holiday so guys.
Did you just say that you've got a record shelf?
Yeah, on the
shelf. That's fucking. Are you like one of the knitters?
I do have a record shelf. I do.
You've got me. I don't think you've got one record shelf, mate.
I've got a couple, actually.
Do you know what? The knitters don't have records. The knitters have CDs.
Oh,
that's
true.
Who the CDs are for.
I've got a CD shelf and a record shelf.
Greatest fidelity available.
Oh, wow. Do you have a CD player?
Do you know what? My CD player is broken, so I don't have one at the moment. So I'm just listening to records.
We've got 3 up here, though, so nobody freak out.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Nice.
Yeah.
People still buy them. They're still buying CDs. We're told by Jin down there at Marbex that people buying up the CDs, don't worry about that. Just make the music available. Yeah.
Now, Serena, a.k.a. Mousy, did you have one more song or should we wrap it up? It's up to you, really.
Let's just wrap it up.
Okay, cool. That's cool. Nice and punchy. Brand new single is out today. The Bench by Mousy. People can find it on YouTube if they want to watch the video, which is bloody good. And I guess we just keep an eye out for Mousy hitting up these ways to the 09 and or... some sort of festivals around the country over the warmer months.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right, see you later, guys.
Bye.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.